Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Community Foundation for Northeast Michigan and the Iasco County Community Foundation, Marketing Director Christine Hitch. Christine, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the program today. Well, we're going to get caught up a little bit. The Iasco County Community Foundation currently is accepting grant applications for its Community Improvement Grant. Tell us how that works and what that covers, Christine.
Sure. Well, our Community Improvement Grant program is our program that is really for a broad range of projects. So nonprofits are eligible to apply for these grants. That includes 501c3 organizations, churches, schools, government agencies, and it really can be for pretty much anything charitable in nature that they are working on specifically for Iasco County. The deadline to apply is May 1st. And grants are typically awarded and approved at the end of May.
Okay. Now, how much money can they ask for, Christine?
They can actually ask for up to $5,000. And it's not that everyone would be able to get
sure.
that much, but they have it open like that. So if there's a project where they can really move the needle on something, make a big splash on something, then they have that open to be able to do that. So up to $5,000, possibly.
All right. Now, is there anything in particular you look for? Is there anything that when they submit, you go, that's kind of what we really would like to focus on?
Sometimes one of the unique things about this community improvement grant program is that it really allows the Community Foundation's board, who's deciding on these grants, mm-hmm. to adapt to the community's needs as they change and evolve. So over the last couple of years, they've evaluated, you know, what's been going on in the
right.
community. And one of the things that really came out as a priority was programs that were centered around mental health issues, stress issues, depression, those kinds of things, as long as a few other concerns as well. But of course, this year, you know, there are other needs in the
yeah.
communities that have popped up now because of COVID-19. So a lot of it will depend on the applications that come in. But because this grant cycle is really unique in that way, you know, priorities may be shifting this year.
Yeah, exactly. So now if they're interested in applying, I know the deadline is coming up this Friday, but if they're interested in applying, they still have time to do so. And how do they go about doing that?
Right. They can get applications for this grant
mm-hmm.
online at iccf-online.org, or of course just search for Iasco County Community Foundation and look for Community Improvement Grant. The application is online where they can fill that out and submit it by email. And as long as we have it by midnight on May 1st or postmarked by that date, then it would be eligible for review.
Okay. Now you said postmarked, so they can mail it also. Where is that address that they would mail to?
They would mail that to the Community Foundation
mm-hmm.
at P.O. Box 495 in Alpena with a zip code of 49707.
Very good. And if they would like more information, I'm sure they'd find it on the website. But there's a toll-free number they can call also?
Yep, there's a number that they can call. However, our office is not fully staffed
sure.
right now because of the stay-at-home order. So
right.
a lot of our staff is working from home, but our contacts are all available online. People can contact our program officer, Kara Lamons, and her information is available on the website too with the grant application. So if they have questions, she's available by email as well.
All right, iccf-online.org. Applications are available right there. The Community Improvement Grant through the Iasco County Community Foundation. Again, the deadline coming up this Friday, May 1st. And from the Community Foundation for Northeast Michigan and the Iasco County Community Foundation, Marketing Director Christine Hitch. Christine, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Eye today.
Thanks so much for having me on.